Oh, good afternoon. How you doing today? Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with you back in Greenwood, folks. That's right. The party's over right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. But boy, it is time to get things wound up. And it's time, if you're thinking about going back to school, looking for a new career, it's your opportunity to find out about a very lucrative career, and you can find that out there at Piedmont Technical College. Today, my very special guest is Keenan Talent. He is the program director, instructor of the HVAC technology out there at Piedmont Tech. I tell you what, it is a program that when you think about it, we need it all the time, whether it's hot or cold in your house, whether we're talking about refrigeration. So many things require perfect temperature. So how you doing today, Keenan?
I'm doing great, Ann.
It's good to have you here.
I'm glad you're back.
I think we did this last year, didn't we?
We did it in August of 2015. Yes,
yeah,
we did.
Okay. A little earlier this year, but you do have some good events coming up that we wanted to make sure that those that are questioning what they're going to do with their future could be part of. What's the one coming up this Thursday?
Well, the first one is what we call our Industrial and Engineering Showcase, and it's this Thursday, June the 30th from 5:30 to 6:30, and that is at the Medford Center. And all of the programs will be on display for the public to come and speak to the instructors and the advisors and learn more about the opportunities that exist out here at Piedmont Technical College.
That's right. And, of course, you are kind of partial to the HVAC program. Why is that, Keenan?
Well, we just believe that our program has a lot of opportunities out there that people aren't aware of. And we just believe we have just an excellent staff of instructors. And we have, we believe, in the state of South Carolina, a facility now that's second to none. And we think probably ranks in the top 10% in the country.
Well, that's because last year when you were on here, you were getting ready with a new building, and now you've been moved into that building and remodeling, I understand, correct?
Well, the infrastructure of the building is complete, and the interior, our laboratory section, is being built by our students. And so we have effectively doubled the number of trainers that we have, and the students are in the process of installing those. They started back in late January. And the process continues. We continue this summer to install the equipment, and then we will continue into the fall. We believe by about December that we will have most all the trainers installed at that time. So it's a continuing process.
But it's a really good opportunity for somebody to really get their hands in there because they are actually installing these pieces of equipment that they train on.
It's an extremely unique and valuable opportunity for people to come in and learn. Most colleges would have a contractor come in and complete the work, and then the students would train sort of a normal course on those trainers. But our students are going through the planning, the design process, the materials, the mechanical construction. They're getting to see every part of the process and then the end result. And so it's extremely rewarding for the students, and it's very rewarding for the instructors also.
And I might say that there's some cost saving there too, right?
We haven't done a cost analysis on it, but I'm sure that in the end it will be significant cost savings. Yes,
absolutely.
Ma'am.
And not only that, you've moved into a brand new building. Piedmont Tech was able to acquire acquire a new building to work the program.
Right, that was the Item Guardian manufacturing facility. They made extruded aluminum products. And they moved over close to the airport, and that building became available. It was right next to some other property the college owned, right across the street from the National Guard Armory. It just seemed like a natural fit for the college, and the college purchased the property in the building. They renovated the building. I think that our engineering staff and our facilities people have done just an extraordinary job. The building looks great. It looks world-class, and We got in the building a little early. I think when we talked in August, we thought maybe we would move in this coming summer or perhaps in the fall of this year. But right after Thanksgiving, I was given notice, be prepared to move. And so over the Christmas break and the first couple weeks of January, our work studies and our facility staff We moved the entire program, lock, stock, and barrel there, and we have continued to work ever since. So it's the place is looking great.
Well, how is it from your perspective to be heading this all up and seeing it grow from a much smaller program into something that I think you and Piedmont Tech look forward to being a much bigger program?
Well, for me personally, it's a labor of love. I enjoy it, and I see the students enjoy it. And for the college, I give them all the credit in the world for extraordinarily having good vision and leadership and looking to the future. Our population is only going to increase in the area, and the demand for what we do is growing continuously.
Sure. So when we talk about HVAC, what exactly are we talking about?
I think most people think about the heat we've had in the last couple of weeks. It's been hot. So they think about the air conditioning on, you know, at your home, and then when it's cold, they think about the heat at your home. But obviously, every commercial building, when you go to the theater or restaurant, you know, comfort cooling and heating is important. But there's a lot of things people don't think about and the way that it changes our lives. You get up in the morning, you reach in your refrigerator, get something cold to drink. We take that for granted, unless we didn't have it. And then you take a hot shower. Of course, that's part of the heating process. If you had friends or family that had surgery in recent years, most modern surgeries are not possible without refrigeration. All modern forensics, whether it be reproductive sciences or preservation of tissue or plasma in the medical field, is all done through low-temp refrigeration. Space travel couldn't be accomplished without liquefying oxygen. That takes about 300 below zero. Modern computing couldn't take place without air conditioning. Supermarkets, you walk into the supermarket, you feel how good it feels to be in a pair of shorts near those walk-in coolers and freezers. So it touches every part of our lives, and the Ford Foundation said refrigeration was the greatest technology of the 20th century. So,
and we just take it for granted.
We do. We do. And there's a lot of opportunities, you know, not only in service work, we think of that, but also in our industry, chillers and boilers, also in obviously government, institutional. There's sales, manufacturing. There's a lot of pieces that come into place in this industry. And after the energy industry, producing electricity, this is the second largest industry across the board.
I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
That's huge. And that's huge.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. And when it's not everywhere, we complain about the fact that it's not everywhere.
Everybody wants to be comfortable.
That's right. That's right. And we, you know, we here in the United States, we certainly are very fortunate because a lot of our country is able to be air conditioned if it needs to be, or heated if it needs to be. There are people that live all around the world that don't have this taken for granted luxury that we have here.
Sure. I was at the airport up in Greenville this morning, and it was extremely warm up there. I went to pick my son up from the airport and went into the big lobby area, and it was, you know, it was comfortable, to say the least.
Yeah.
And with a big crowd there, it could get uncomfortable really quick.
Sure. Well, that's the other thing. You always have to consider how many people are going to be in an area on how much air conditioning you'll need.
Absolutely. And that's something we address. We have a course that takes into account load calculation, both the residential and the commercial. So we look at every aspect of comfort cooling.
Well, it certainly is something here in the South we couldn't live without. You know, don't you look back at life? I understand you have a farm up in North Carolina, and you know, you look, and it's been in your family for ages. And you just think about, Jeff used to talk about, and I'm from Maine, we didn't have air conditioning. If it got, if we had several days of heat, we'd open up the doors to the basement and let the cool air come into the house, right? That was the air conditioning that we had. And Jeff grew up on a farm in Delaware, and they didn't have air conditioning, and people didn't. In the South, you didn't have a lot of air conditioning.
I think most people want to go to bed at night. They definitely want to be cool nowadays.
But people didn't have it. Yeah.
Yeah, but we've gotten accustomed to it. And could you imagine going to a movie right now with 150 people in there?
No.
In this kind of weather, I don't think anybody would go. But that was one of the big attractions in the late 20s and early 30s when Carrier brought air conditioning in, was the movie theaters. They would advertise that they had air conditioning.
Come cool off, yeah.
Yeah, that was another bonus besides going to get entertainment. You know, you go in there and come out of the heat, and a lot of people didn't have air conditioning at home. So going into a commercial business that had it was, in those days, they said a real treat.
Sure. Yeah, it was a real luxury. And, of course, when you think about refrigeration, we've come a long way from the ice blocks that they bring around to the house, right, and drop those off, and they put them, what, in the top of the refrigerator and let it cool down?
Sure. You know, refrigeration protects the health of the nation because we're able to preserve food. You know, before that, they preserved food with salt, and it had a short shelf life. Now we can go in the supermarket and get fresh meats and vegetables and frozen foods and ice creams, and we're just blessed to have that opportunity. And, you know, like I said, beyond that, you know, refrigeration is used in forensics. It's used in the medical field. Most surgeries are not possible without proper refrigeration, so it touches every aspect of our lives.
Now, Kenan, you've been in Afghanistan.
I went to Iraq.
Iraq. Iraq. Okay. Gets pretty hot, though, does it?
Extremely.
And do you have air conditioning over there?
We did not. we did not. We lived either out of our Humvees on the road or we were in tents. And at that time, now that they subsequently, after we left, I think they said no 6, no 7, they did have more hard structures that had air conditioning. But when we were there, there was no air conditioning.
Made you came home and you really appreciated it, didn't you?
Well, you got used to it. I mean, 80 degrees at night felt extremely cool. It'd be 120 in the day and 80 at night, and 80 felt really cool.
Wow. Hard to believe. Well, we are here with Kenan Talent. We are going to be talking about the HVAC program. We're going to be talking about the event coming up Thursday. They're going to have a ribbon cutting coming up in July, plus all the aspects. And if you know someone that would benefit from a new career, this could be the career that really takes them over the top. We're going to be talking about how much they can make, how long the program lasts, what type of courses, what type of person would be great for this program. So you keep it right here on WCRS. That's right, 98.5 and 1450 AM. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here with Kenan Talent. He is the program director / instructor / whatever needs to be done in the HVAC technology program out there at Piedmont Technical College. Am I right about that? Whatever needs to be done?
Absolutely. We're there day and night.
Well, you know, I think to be able to have this big a program coming here to Piedmont Tech and for the students to have had once this is done, they won't have this type of behind-the-scenes experience.
Well,
I mean, they'll get good experience, but they won't have the actual putting it in and this type of thing, will they?
No, because we've designed it in a manner to where they will.
Oh, okay.
See, with this many trainers, what we will have is we'll have a rotation. So we will have some of the trainers that will go beyond their service life. So we'll replace those trainers with new trainers. With over 140 trainers, there'll be a continuous cycle. Now, I don't think we'll have the intensity that we have this year because we're trying to build it. But we'll have a continuous cycle of replacing equipment.
Well, it's like you were talking about Food Lion donating some equipment when they closed down the refrigeration units over there. That's a huge piece of equipment that you got donated there.
They donated, and we didn't have the space to install it. We've had it sitting in what we call our refrigeration lab for several years now, and this is going to free up some space so that we can do that very unique installation with our students, and we hope we're going to start that project this coming spring, in the spring of 17.
Well, if somebody is interested in the HVAC program, probably the number one question that everybody probably is interested in, how much money can you make?
And that's a loaded question. The college advertises starting salaries between $26,000 and $56,000, but the truth of the matter is there is no limit to what you can make. Obviously, people hit a wide variety of jobs in this industry, whether it be service or sales or marketing. They may decide after gaining some experience they will start their own business, and obviously once you do that, then the amount that you can earn is fairly unlimited. It's just as much as your energy and your knowledge will carry you.
Sure. And I think you were telling me it's not only directly working on the equipment, there's also sales.
Sure.
And what other aspects is there to the HVAC?
Well, obviously, there's marketing, and then you also have people that are tech reps for all the major brands. Obviously, you have to produce the equipment. We have several large factories here in South Carolina that produce heating, air conditioning, refrigeration, ice machines. We have the largest ice machine factory in Fairfax here in South Carolina. So the HVAC manufacturing industry is extremely strong in this state. And, of course, there are skills that are necessary to do that work. And we teach some of those skills also. We have Arctic Chill in Newberry. And there's, last count, I think there was 62 manufacturers of HVAC products.
Here in South Carolina.
In South Carolina. A lot of people don't realize that Delvane, that makes oil burner nozzles and parts, is here. Duquesne, Carrier has facilities here. There's just a wide variety of manufacturing in our industry in this state.
Well, you know, that is something that's kind of underplayed, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, from a public knowledge. Now, when you're talking about getting into this program, what is the how long is the program first?
If you were to pursue the associate degree that we have, if you came in the day classes and you went straight through, you could complete it in 5 semesters. In the evening program, it would take 6 semesters. We also offer 3 certificates that are shorter in length. One certificate is 3 semesters, and then we have 2 more that are 2 semesters each. So,
what do the certificates do for you, Keenan?
Well, the certificates get your foot in the door, and it makes sure that you have a good hands-on knowledge. The degree is going to make you a little bit more well-rounded as far as management or on the technical side. But the certificates will help you get your foot in the door, help you get a start, help you gain some knowledge, get your hands on the equipment, learn the terminology. And the certificates, a student can gain a certificate and then continue on towards a degree at a later time if they so desire. So they're building blocks upon each other.
Well, what type of background do you need to have to be able to get into the program?
Well, a student would need to start with to have a GED or high school diploma. And if a student doesn't have either, we can point them in the right direction, help them get there. As far as, you have to probably enjoy the outdoors if you want to do service work. And if you're going to do other parts of the business, obviously you could work indoors. But if you enjoy the outdoors, you enjoy working with your hands. My grandfather was a home builder in West North Carolina. He'd always say, "Son, I built that house and that house and that house." So if you take pride in craftsmanship and mechanical construction, obviously everywhere that you go in your community, you're going to see jobs that you've completed and people that you've made happy. But I think an aptitude for mechanical and electrical work would probably be a prerequisite to start with, or the desire to do that kind of work or to be associated with that type of work.
And just to find something that you can grab onto and make a career out of.
Well, the opportunities are pretty limitless.
But
it's very, very rewarding career. For those of us that are out there in the field, engaged in it, it's very fulfilling. And, you know, of course, when somebody doesn't have air conditioning, just one example, and then you restore their air conditioning, people are grateful.
They love you.
Yes. And of course, sometimes you could be like the doctor that has to tell the patient that they have cancer, and sometimes we have to have equipment that can't be repaired and has to be replaced, and so sometimes we're the bearer of bad news, but the bottom line is that we make people happy and comfortable.
That sounds great. Hey, it's time for South Carolina Radio News. We'll be right back. If you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. I'm here with Keenan Talent. He is the program director instructor out there at the HVAC Technology at Piedmont Tech.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe Cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass, and we are here with Keenan Talent. We are talking about the HVAC program out there at Piedmont Technical College. And, you know, fall is coming, and if you have somebody doesn't know what they want to do, they ought to think about this as a career. Now, Keenan, what about as far as a career choice for women?
We think it's an outstanding opportunity for women. We currently have one woman as a student in our program, and then we have one woman, that would be Kenda over at McCall Supply, the manager over there. She's on our advisory board. Both of them seem to have great passion for our profession, but there is plenty of room for more women, and the opportunities for women in our industry are very strong.
So not one that they should be passing by.
No, I think they may have a tendency to think of somebody perhaps troubleshooting and doing some of the more difficult work, maybe on a rooftop when it's hot, but obviously women could do that if they so desired, but there's opportunities once again in sales and marketing. Obviously somebody has to send the bills out, so there's a lot of opportunities in other areas if they would want to be in a comfortable area instead of being out in the field.
Sure. Now, you know, I mean, I was out there this spring when y'all had your open house, and they let me drive the big dump driver that you had out there. I can't think of the name of it right now, but Tara teaches the program over there.
That's in our build construction department.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Right. And we had a blast talking about all the aspects and how women can be, you know, women can do all of these things. It's whether they want to do these things, but sometimes you don't think about that as a career path.
Well, I think there's a big push to get more women involved, not only obviously HVAC, but in our engineering programs and in our other industrial programs. There's unlimited opportunity for women. It's interesting work, it's fulfilling, it's rewarding. You know, there's nothing like building or designing something and see it work.
Absolutely. And, of course, coming up this Thursday, June 30th, they are going to be having a program showcase that is going to be talking all about the Industrial Technology and Engineering Technology Division out there at Piedmont Tech, 5:30 to 6:30 at the James Medford Family Event Center. Now, what's going to be going on at that?
Well, there'll be some hands-on demonstrations of the program. Each one of the industrial and engineering programs will have basically a table set up in there, and it will be good and cool in there. That building has excellent air conditioning.
And, if you do say so yourself.
That's
yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
They'll be doing some hands-on demonstrations for all the programs, and then they will be providing plenty of information, opportunity to speak one-on-one with the instructors of the programs. So just if you have questions, if you just want to come out there and see what we have to offer, and just a good opportunity to just come out of the heat and see if you can change your life with a good career.
Absolutely. And this is an opportunity to change your life. And regardless of, now, do you have to be young to do this job?
Well, I would say there's some parts of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you probably get up into your 60s, yeah, you might not want to be out in the heat of the day or the cold, but I will tell you, we do have in our community in the 7-county region, there's probably 2 or 3 dozen men primarily in their 60s that are still out doing this work and seem to love it and enjoy it. No, I mean, there's opportunities from coming out of high school all the way until whenever you retire. And for some folks anymore,
there's not going to be retirement in my future,
like
I don't believe.
They just keep going and going and going and going. But there seems to be a great passion for our work, you know, for all the different areas of our work.
Well, you know, when you talk about that, now, what about scholarship opportunities, the cost to be able to get into the program?
I think the college advertises, I think that 7 out of 10 get some sort of help, but we actually think it's more than that because really the only students from out of state or out of country might not receive any direct help, and even some of those students sometimes once they've been with a semester are eligible to you know, to apply for scholarship within the college. We have our community is very generous, and we have scholarships within the college. But for the average person coming in, a student out of high school, if they had a B average, they have a life scholarship opportunity.
And there's lottery.
Right, there's lottery. And lottery, if you've been a resident of South Carolina for a year or more, it's going to pay 60% of your tuition, even if you already have a degree. You may have a PhD or a master's degree, or you already have an associate degree, but the lottery will pay roughly 60%, depending on which county you're in, give or take a little bit. Obviously, there's Pell Grants, which can help you pay for your education. And, you know, so the opportunity, the financing part of it, majority of the time can be handled.
Sure.
And some people are surprised to find that, you know, most of the time their books and tuition in general paid for, and maybe with little or no out-of-pocket expense.
That's right. It's just you got to take the time, and you got to buckle down and do a good job.
You got to take the initiative on the financial aid to make that happen, and we can help them with that also.
Well, I think that's where some of those instant admission days are so fabulous, because in one day you can find out right where you stand, get tested, get financial aid,
sure,
and all this all in one fell swoop out there at Piedmont Tech.
Well, we think the process out there is very user friendly. And obviously, the students, if they want to get in the HVAC program, they can call me directly, and we'll furnish a phone number at the end. The college is open out there Monday through Thursday till 7 o'clock in the evening. So if you work until 5 or 6, you want to get off and go over to our admissions department, they can help you get the process started.
That's right. So you have an opportunity, but you have to walk through that door and make it happen.
Absolutely. You got to take the initiative, no doubt.
That's right. Now, you also have a Facebook page where people can follow up and see videos and all this type of thing.
Yeah, we think we have a very interesting Facebook page with a lot of contributors. At times, it's very informative. There's troubleshooting on there, and there's pictures and videos. But in order to get there, you can just do a search from your Facebook page. Just go to Piedmont Technical College, HVAC Technology. And you have to spell out Piedmont Technical College.
Okay. So that's the first test right there.
Right.
Can you make it there? That's right. So that's part of it. Now, also, I understand that you have one of the premier sheet metal programs right out there. And, of course, that's part of HVAC.
Absolutely. And the sheet metal is a huge component of any mechanical construction business. And we have an instructor that has 40 years of sheet metal fabrication experience, and he has told me he believes that the shop that we have is as well equipped as anything he's seen anywhere.
Wow.
And I was up at Carrier on Friday talking to those folks in Greenville, and I was showing them pictures of our sheet metal shop, and the manager up there said, you know, he goes around to different schools all over the state, and he said he had not seen anybody that had a sheet metal shop that was that well-equipped, that clean, that neat. And our students right now are producing sheet metal for the projects in our labs. So all the work that they're doing right now is directly applied into projects.
Now, just out of curiosity, who takes care of, who keeps it warm and cold and everything at Piedmont Tech? Do y'all take care of it yourself?
Well, we do not. We have a staff.
Former students.
No, we have two technicians out there. That would be Mr. William Cockrell, Bill Cockrell. Some of your listeners may know him. He ran J&B Services.
Right.
So Bill come out there. He's one of our technicians. He also is one of our adjuncts. He teaches one class in the evening each semester for us. And then the other one is Mr. Mike Reinhardt. Mike's from McCormick. And Mike runs the HVAC part of it. And then they have some other folks that helped him with some of the chores like changing the filters and give him a hand. But Mike and Bill do all the troubleshooting. And for seven campuses, they have their hands full.
Wow.
And, of course, they have a fairly intricate building control system for seven campuses that they maintain and monitor as a good tool for them. Now, we have had our students in the past actually do some work at the college, but it's been, last time was about, I think, 4 years ago. But our students do engage in some outside work that is, you know, charitable in nature, and we do some philanthropy. We've done work for Connie Maxwell, Habitat
good.
For Humanity through the years. Our building construction department, which you spoke of a few minutes ago,
right.
They typically build a house by every 2 or 3 years. And, of course, our students go in, take the floor plan, and they make a design, plan the ductwork, and then our students go in and install the system. I think they're on either the fourth or fifth house in about
That's
the last 10 or 12 years. So,
That's great.
So our students are always engaged in something interesting.
I guess the other thing, before we hear a word from our sponsors, is the fact that there's a lot of computerized parts to this anymore, isn't there?
Absolutely. Yes, the and even the process day-to-day of doing invoices and finding technical information, and you know, it's pretty much centered around your computers, your smartphones, your tablets. We've gotten word from a lot of the manufacturers that a lot of their technical information will no longer be available in paper copy anymore. You'll have to use your smartphone or tablet to barcode scan it in order to get your troubleshooting instructions and wiring diagrams and installation instructions.
Well, that's kind of like the automotive technology department.
A lot of
same stuff there. Hey, we are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are talking with Keenan Talent. He is the HVAC Program Director, and we're going to be right back. If you have a question, give us a call, 229-7984. Got a couple of dates we want you to remember, plus we'll have some closing comments here, so don't you go away.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We are right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, talking with Keenan Talent. He is the interim program director, instructor of the HVAC program out there at Piedmont Technical College. You know, one of the things, Keenan, we've neglected to talk about is how much ice and how many ice machines that y'all have out there to work on.
Well, we feel really blessed because we have seven ice machines, four of them are cube machines, and three flaker machines. Three of them are brand new. And we actually think we have superior ice machine training. Beyond the seven that are there that are fixed, we use for training, and also we use for ice for the students and also for the college. We have about another dozen ice machines that we have in a storage area we bring out to work on and train, and we typically have students bringing ice machines in. So we have a very steady rotation of ice machines. So we typically have some seminars every year. We had the factory come in and work with us, and we had a representative recently said he thought we had a better training infrastructure than what they had at the factory.
So we
take a lot of pride in our ice. We take a lot of pride in our ice machine training, and the ice machines were really the first piece of equipment that we installed in our lab, so we got them up and running first. Yeah,
you couldn't do without ice,
everybody,
right?
Everybody loves ice.
Yeah, that's right. Now, you know, this new building is over 10,000 square feet. I mean, that is a huge commitment by the college for the HVAC program.
Absolutely. We're really grateful to our president and our vice president and our engineering and facilities people that all made the commitment monetarily and also time-wise to make this happen for us. So there was a vision put out there, and it's kind of a build it and they will come type mentality. So we're laying in infrastructure that you might find in a market the size of Atlanta, Georgia, or a very large market. So we'll have a facility that there's really only about two more in the country that probably compare to it.
Two more in the whole country?
There's one in Texas in Trant County that's extremely large. That's 80,000 square feet between three buildings.
Right.
But it's funded by Shell Oil.
Okay.
Yeah. And but I got introduced to that facility back in March. But we were right there within probably about in the top 10 facilities in the entire country as far as floor
space. Right here
space,
in Greenwood, South Carolina.
It's pretty phenomenal if you think about it. We have relatively a small market in the 7-county area, but we have a big commitment from our administration.
Now, a number of students that can be in the program, where are you at right now, and where would you like to take it?
Of course, we run a day program and an evening program, and our day and evening programs are roughly about equal. As far as number of students, sometimes the day program is a little stronger, and sometimes the evening program is a little stronger. But we have two classrooms, 24 seats each, and we run night and day classes. We could train 96 a day inside of the program itself. So we do have, we are going to have the capacity to be able to train a lot of people that are interested in this business.
Well, that's how many do you have in the program right now, roughly?
This summer we have 40, and then in the fall we typically have anywhere from about 55 to 70. We have had as many as 82 in the program at one time. I think when I came to work out there, I think we had about 22 students.
Wow, really grown then.
Yeah, it's grown a good bit. And of course, we're in the middle of registration for fall right now, and it's ongoing all the way up until about the 25th of August. Classes start on the 22nd, but registration will go a few days beyond that.
Sure. Well, this is the time for you to be making up decisions, and if you have grandchildren maybe that are thinking about what they want to do, or maybe you're thinking about what they ought to be doing, this is an excellent time for them to come out and see what is out there. Now, can someone just come out and, like, give you a call and maybe take a tour and find out?
They can, and we have had people actually coming off the street because the building is really eye-catching. We just had new lettering put on the building, and it says, you know, Piedmont Technical College HVAC training facility. So, you know, it's right across the street from the armory, so we get a lot of traffic coming by that building, and we have folks come walk off the street. Now, I will tell you this, Monday through Thursday, we're generally, somebody's there, you're teaching class from about 8 in the morning up to about, sometimes as late as 11 in the evening. Now, an instructor might be in class, and they may not be able to talk with you, but they would stop and speak with you and give you a card. But any Friday a student could come in, and they're welcome to give me a call, and we can make arrangements for them to come and see the facility.
What's your number?
My number at the college is 864-941-8473. And on my business card, I also give out my personal cell phone number, and that is 910-2517. That's right.
Okay. So you definitely would like to see more students in the program. You'd like to talk to some women about getting some women in the program so they can have the advantages. One of my other questions was, if you graduate from this program, do y'all help people find a job?
We track the students for 5 years after they graduate. We have a couple tracking systems, but yes, I've been here so long, and we have such a good relationship with the local contractors, industry, government, and people call us continuously looking for jobs. Typically, we have more jobs available than we have people to fill them.
Wow. More jobs available than you have people to fill them.
That's right. And that trend is going to continue because we have a fairly aging workforce, not just for service technicians, but also for business owners. We have an aging workforce in this industry, and we're going to need many more people to take advantage of the opportunities that exist.
Well, not only that, I expect a lot of the things that we did 30 years ago aren't even relevant here today, are they? With the technology, the changing of it and everything?
Well, some of the basics, your physics and air conditioning, are never going to change.
Right.
But as far as some of the technology that you need, absolutely. We deliver our instruction, obviously hands-on, but we also have what's called D2L at the college, where we deliver some of the instruction via online. Mm-hmm. So our program has an online part. We don't have any online courses that are purely online, but there's extensively part of each course that's online.
Okay.
So, yes, we do. If a person is computer challenged, we can help them with that also. We can help them get some training. I've seen some of them come into our program and they were very computer challenged. And just because they exercise it every day in the program, now they're very comfortable with using a computer, and it just resolves that issue for them. So if I wouldn't let that be a stumbling block for anybody. We can help you start from zero and get you where you need to be.
Well, that's what Piedmont Tech is all about. So you have, coming up this Thursday, you have a program showcase that's going to be showcasing industrial technology and engineering technology division. That'll be from 5:30 to 6:30 at the James Medford Family Event Center out there at the Greenwood campus. Also, we haven't talked about the ribbon cutting coming up.
And that is really the whole point of today's show. Right?
Hey, right, exactly. This is awesome.
So what we're going to do is on Tuesday, July the 19th, from 5 to 7 in the evening, we're going to have an official building ribbon cutting ceremony, and we'll have an open house. And so it is open to the general public, and you know, we would encourage everybody to come out and see the facility and participate. We'll have some refreshments. We'll have some information. We believe we're going to have set up our slushy machine and some ice cream available.
So good cold stuff.
Absolutely,
that's right.
So we have a great passion, you know, for this business, and we would like to share that with the community. And so we will be putting the information out, obviously on Facebook. It'll be on the college webpage, and we'll be dropping information off at a lot of suppliers here in town. So we hope to get the word out and get as many folks out there as we can.
Well, if you do, like I know Piedmont Tech will do, I'm sure you'll have new students coming into the program and looking for good careers. I tell you what, with 92% placement rate, that was back in 2013, 2014, you're telling me you've got more jobs available than you have students. This sounds like a career opportunity.
It's an excellent opportunity. And there's somebody out there listening today that will show up at the open house, and they will come and tour the facility, and they will see things that interest them, and it can very well change their career and change their life.
Absolutely. You know, you're listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Again, if you'd like to call Keenan, 941-8473. That's in his office. His cell phone number, 910-2517. Give him a call. Talk to him. If you, as a parent or a grandparent, have questions, call him. If you have a student, or maybe you're 30-plus and trying to figure out what you're going to do, maybe you've had a career and you don't like that career, or maybe you've been that career is gone. They say that we're going to keep learning all our lives. This might be the career for you. Keenan, thanks so much for coming out here today.
It's a pleasure to be here, and we look forward to seeing everybody come out and visit with us on July the 19th from 5 to 7 p.m.
That's right, and I'll be talking about it in my announcements every morning on the I Love Ann Show. That's going to do it for me. Thank you, Keenan. Have a great one. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood.